This is KMPX San Francisco, signing on the air for another broadcast day. KMPX operates on an assigned frequency of 98.9 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts. Now from KMPX News, the latest of the happenings from around the world and here at home. Socialist France says it will send equipment made under a U.S. license to the Soviet Union for use on the Siberian gas pipeline. A U.S. embassy spokesman in Paris says that French decision probably will not go down very well with the Reagan administration, which has banned providing U.S. technology to the project. There are conflicting reports from the battlefront in the Persian Gulf War this morning. Iran says it launched another major offensive near the port city of Basra, but Iraq says its troops pushed back the attack, inflicting thousands of Iranian casualties. Both sides are claiming victory. An Israeli newspaper says Prime Minister Begin has stiffly warned Syria to stop aiding the PLO's guerrilla activities. Israeli radio says the government sees no progress in talks in Washington between President Reagan and Syrian and Saudi Arabian foreign ministers on removing the PLO from West Beirut. President Reagan flies to St. Louis this afternoon, where he plans to visit a sports club for black youths and attend an Olympic sports banquet. Reagan is also expected to greet his son Michael, a speedboat racer, trying to set a record time racing from New Orleans to St. Louis. Contract talks between Chrysler and the United Auto Workers Union continue in Detroit this morning. Negotiations could turn sticky. The House Ways and Means Committee plans to begin work on its tax bill today. In the Senate, Democrats are trying to defeat parts of a Republican-sponsored proposal that would raise a record $99 billion in new taxes over 3 years. The head of a House task force says his panel will seriously consider doing away with the Capitol Hill page system. Arkansas Representative Bill Alexander says his panel may recommend replacing the teenage errand boys and girls with full-time workers, college students, or military personnel. The Philadelphia Inquirer this morning says an electrical engineer who voluntarily joined early decontamination work at Three Mile Island's nuclear reactor has died of an illness his family says may have been caused by radioactivity. He died of leukemia. A man reportedly despondent over poor health and money problems critically wounded himself after holding his wife hostage for more than an hour in the Napa. Napa police said a 36-year-old man, Kenneth Williams, died shortly after the incident yesterday. San Francisco's parking regulations would undergo sweeping changes benefiting motorists under a plan proposed by Mayor Feinstein yesterday. The recommendation calls for a major reduction in parking fines, redesigning street sweeping routes, and clarifying parking regulation signs. A plan was offered in response to a storm of protest from drivers angry because of stepped-up fines and strict ticketing. The $40 fine for certain acts of illegal parking would be cut to $25 under the plan. California lawyers opposed to the passage of the so-called Victims' Bill of Rights have asked the state Supreme Court to rule it a fraud on the public and strike it from the state constitution. Roy Rogers is taking aim at gun control forces. Rogers, the 69-year-old ex-king of the Cowboys, has been recruited by the National Rifle Association to fight California's handgun initiative. As we recall, Roy had two guns and used them both. Dr. Afton Blake, the 40-year-old mother-to-be of the second baby to be fathered by the controversial Genius Sperm Bank, will give birth in 3 weeks to a fair-haired boy with smart parents. But Ms. Blake says what the child makes of its superior parentage will be his choice. The baby's name will be Doron, which is Greek for a gift. He is the second to be fathered by the sperm bank, featuring deposits from several Nobel laureates. Ms. Blake said when her baby is old enough, she'll tell him where he came from and introduce him to the sperm donor and the founder of the sperm bank. A California woman riding topless on the back of a motorcycle with her size 36D bra flying in the breeze was arrested by state police, who said she created a traffic hazard on the highway. State Trooper Max Young said he didn't have any trouble finding her. 30-year-old Wanda DeGroat of Santa Barbara said she was comfortable without a shirt. She was charged with indecent exposure and creating that traffic hazard. We'll have a fair day, except for patchy night and morning low clouds along the coast. It should be warmer today with lows in the 50s, highs from the 60s near the coast to near 90 inland. Westerly winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Our high yesterday was 68 degrees. Our low last night, 53, which is what it is now. Oakland had a high of 75, currently 57. In Redwood City, the high was 78 degrees, currently 59. That's a look at the latest news from the KMPX newsroom. Here it is Thursday and up and at 'em time on KMPX. Time to roll them out and get them moving again with some of the greatest music of the 20th century. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on the Up and at 'em show. And we'll start everything off with Bill Toll's orchestra. And you brought a new kind of love to me.
Clouding the skies for blue. cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
That's what they call ballin' the jack, Jan Garber's orchestra. Billy Eckstein, Mr. B singing You're Driving Me Crazy with George Shearing in the background. And Bill Toll's big band orchestra, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. All that on KMPX at 17 past 6.
Hello, I'm George LeBaum, associate publisher of The Dial, public television's own national magazine. Each month, The Dial offers public television subscribers a very handy program guide, but it doesn't stop there. Inside, you'll find articles and features on public TV's finest programming, American Playhouse, the McNeil Lira Report, and Live from Lincoln Center. The Dial works as a complement to public television, and here's my point. The Dial can work for you, because The Dial reaches a very special audience. 68% of The Dial's readers are college graduates. The average income is over $55,000, and they spend an average of 59 minutes reading The Dial each month. What's more, The Dial reaches close to 1.5 million subscribers across the country. You can advertise nationally or city by city. Call your agency and place your ad in The Dial. Why not have The Dial work for you?
Well, with our weather forecast calling for a bit warmer weather on store for us today, I think we'll wait and see. The Up and Adams Show from KMPX.
Sit under the apple tree. with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army. What's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I must confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. Too young or too old. I'll never, never fail ya when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been, dear. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
Well, no.
You see, old Bass gave us a part at the club tonight. Old Richard went home early. He's got the key to the house. I'm going to knock on the door, see if I can get in. Open the door, Richard. You see, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder. Open the door, Richard. I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time. Let's see what's going to happen. Richard, open the door, please.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Richard, open the door, man. It's called a hole out here in this ass. Now look, there's that old woman across the street looking out the window.
Who's that widow, sweet?
That must be her sister, I guess. She wants to make sure this is me. She's trying to find out what's happening. Yes, it's me, and I'm late again.
Sweet, did you hear what the lady said?
No, what did she say?
She said you sure look common out here in the street.
Common? Man, I got class I ain't never used yet. I'm gonna knock again. Richard's got to get up. Open the door, Richard! Yeah, you got a key to the house?
No, sweet, I don't have a key. I don't have a key.
Somebody's got to get in the house. We can't climb in a transom.
Oh, I know he's in there.
How you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Ooh, let's lock one more time. Richard, open that door, man. Maybe Richard's gone.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
How you know it's a Richard,
Richard, why don't you, got on you open
I know I've got on it on a suit. Richard, we ain't got but one suit between us. Now, that's Richard, the reason why I don't like to room with nobody. Richard.
Open the door, Richard. One of the many, many versions of that particular song. That one with Count Basie's orchestra, Harry Sweets Edison, and Bill Johnson on KMPX. You also heard Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. They're either too young or too old. And My Blue Heaven from Jimmy Lunsford and the trio.
Offers you skill training, travel, college benefits, and a 2-year enlistment.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
'Cause we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
It's 28 minutes past 6 o'clock, and here's Sinatra.
When I walk through a jam, no one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Never closed me a deal. All at once I'm a wheel. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Why, I once knew a worrying man. He was a hurrying man with never a second to play. He had appointments to keep, people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Second to play. He had appointments to keep, lots of people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Put my love to the test. That's when I'm at my best. 'Cause with you, pretty baby, standing by my side, I couldn't be a failure even if I tried. 'Cause you make me Mr. Success.
Whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter. Thank you.
The riveter, Rosie, working on assembly line. Rosie, the riveter on the assembly line.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. I haven't beaten my brains out, he doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to. The gentleman is a dope, he isn't very smart, he's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. Gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. He'll never belong to me.
Joe Stafford, the gentleman is a dope at 24 before 7 o'clock on KMPX. We also heard Mr. Success, Old Blue Eyes, and Rosie the Riveter. Those were the four vagabonds. It's 54 degrees in San Francisco, 56 in the East Bay, 51 in Marin, and 56 on the peninsula. We're looking for a fair sky today with some warmer weather. A low from the 50s this morning should translate to highs around the 60s along the coastline to even near 90 inland. So look for those westerly winds to blow us a little sunshine and good weather today.
The Michelob Concert Series at the Concord Pavilion closes July with the finest in American music. On Saturday, July 24th, enjoy an enchanting evening of classical music under the stars with world-renowned Leonard Bernstein conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic in a program of all Bernstein music. And then on Friday, July 30th, Peter Marshall hosts a salute to the big band era. Listen and dance to the swinging sounds of Tex Beneke and his orchestra.
Pardon me, boy. Isn't the Chattanooga choo-choo?
With legendary big band songsters Helen Forrest and special guests the Modern Airs. Pack a picnic and enjoy these Michelob concerts in July at the Concord Pavilion. That's Leonard Bernstein and the Los Angeles Philharmonic July 24th at 8 p.m. And a salute to big band music from the summer of 42 with Peter Marshall and Tex Beneke at 8 o'clock on July 30th. Tickets available at Bass, Record Factory, Ticketron, Sears, and Bullocks, or call 67 Music to charge by phone. That's 67 Music for the Michelob Concert Series at the Concord Pavilion.
Bob Crosby in Summertime, since it's going to be a warm day today.
Seems like old times, being here with you. 24 hours, making dreams come true, doing things we used to do. Seems like old times being here, with you.
Bother me. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Love, oh careless love. You've broke the heart of a many poor guy, but you'll never break this heart of mine. Right by my door. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Love, oh careless love. You've broke the heart of a many poor guy, but you never break this heart of mine. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Love, oh love, oh careless.
Nat Cole, Careless Love. Following the high lows with the old Arthur Godfrey theme, Seems Like Old Times, and started with Bob Crosby, of course. 13 before 7 o'clock here on KMPX.
This is a very special announcement from Whitehall Antiques and Reproductions Gallery, situated at 726 Sutter Street in San Francisco. We wish to inform you that we have just received in new shipments of antiques and reproductions from England, Italy, and the Orient. So for all your furniture needs, visit us soon and view our latest showings. Everything we have is sale priced and ready for immediate delivery. Remember the name, Whitehall, next to Lear's Garden Restaurant between Taylor and Jones. That's Whitehall Antique Gallery at 726 Sutter in San Francisco. Whitehall is actually considered to be San Francisco's foremost furniture gallery, and we're open daily from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10:30 until 2:30.
When KMPX changes its format soon, you'll continue to hear the music you like best, the music of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You'll hear it on KLIV 24 hours a day. Sample it now. 1590 on your AM dial. That's right next to your car's glove compartment. KLIV's signal is stronger in daytime, but most of you can hear us fine at night, too. KLIV, the AM station at 1590, playing the music of your life. KLIV, 1590.
Here's a tip from the KMPX Entertainment Calendar, the Berkeley Shakespeare Festival, presenting the bards Antony and Cleopatra. It's running now through August 8th at John Hinkle Park. For reservations or more information, call the Berkeley Shakespeare Festival. Their phone number is 548-3422. That's 548-3422.
My heart's sad, and I am so forlorn. My man's treating me mean. I regret the day that I was born and that man of mine I've ever seen. I've tried my best to treat him nice and kind, but these few words keep running through my mind. A good man is hard to find. You'll always get the other kind.
Just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you. And the way you look, dear, just the way you look, dear, and the way you look tonight.
If you ain't got that swing, mwah, 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 mwah. It don't mean a thing. All you do is start to sing. Mwah, 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 mwah. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Got that rhythm, give it everything you got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Mwah, 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 mwah. Don't mean a thing. All you do is start to swing. Babaro that makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. You've got that rhythm, give it everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Mwah, 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 mwah. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller's American Patrol, following the Mills Brothers, and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. You also heard Mel Torme, The Way You Look Tonight, and Pat Yankee with Turk Murphy's Orchestra, Good Man Is Hard to Find. All that on KMPX at 7 o'clock.
99 FM, KMPX, San Francisco.
Here's a look at the latest news. An Israeli cabinet minister says the Jewish state will attack PLO guerrillas trapped in West Beirut within 1 to 2 weeks unless a diplomatic agreement to move the rebels is reached. Israel shelled Beirut's southern suburbs last night in retaliation for one of its worst days of troop losses since the siege began. 5 Israeli soldiers died, 6 were wounded in clashes along the line. Iran says its forces have launched a counterattack in the war with Iraq. Radio Tehran reports Iranian troops tried to advance after being stalled for 3 days due to extreme heat and dust storms. Iraqi forces had driven back the Iranian invaders during battles last weekend. President Reagan flies to St. Louis this afternoon for an overnight visit. He spent most of yesterday and last night campaigning for his proposal for economic development in the Caribbean. A statement from the French government this morning saying that France will defy the Reagan administration ban on providing American technology to the Soviet pipeline project. France says it will honor its signed contracts and send licensed equipment to the Soviet Union. The Senate continues its work today on a plan to raise a $99 billion in new taxes over 3 years. A move by Democrats to delete tax hikes for poor and middle-income Americans was defeated by the Republican-led Senate yesterday. State troopers are standing guard outside the Iowa beef processors plant in Dakota City, Nebraska, after 2 days of violence. 18 have been arrested so far. It looks to be all quiet today. Riot police are patrolling a Haitian detention center in Miami following a disturbance there that involved 150 refugees awaiting release from the compound. And workers in New York City used winches today to secure a huge crane dangling over a midtown street. The crane snapped in two yesterday, rammed into an office building, killing one person and injuring 16 others. San Francisco's parking regulations would undergo sweeping changes benefiting motorists under a plan proposed by the mayor yesterday. The recommendation calls for a major reduction in parking fines, redesigning street sweeping routes, and clarifying the parking regulation signs. Actor Richard Burton is hospitalized again in Santa Monica for re-examination of continuing back pain. Roy Rogers is taking aim at gun control forces. The 69-year-old ex-King of the Cowboys has been recruited by the National Rifle Association to fight California's handgun initiative. Told Roy Rogers to the press, "They'll have to shoot me first to take my guns." And we know how many he's already shot in those movies over all those years. And the baseball wars yesterday, speedster Mookie Wilson came through. He scored runs twice, drove in 2 teammates in the Mets' 6-2 triumph over San Francisco. Says Mookie, "I'm not one of the big power guys." Danny Meyer singled home 2 runs to highlight a five-run fifth inning, and Brian Kingman picked up his first save of the year last night. The Oakland A's got a 6-4 victory over the Cleveland Indians. Mike Schmidt Bo Dernier, Bo Diaz each homered, and Dick Ruthven scattered eight hits last night as the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Padres 7-1. Benny Ayala's two-run pinch-hit double in the eighth inning last night gave the Baltimore Orioles an 8-7 victory over the California Angels. And Chicago Bulls general manager Rod Thorne says new reports concerning Quentin Daly, his number one draft pick, will not affect the club's attempts to try to sign the former San Francisco star. Sports Illustrated magazine this week is saying that Daly accepted $5,000 from university boosters, some of it delivered through a member of the coaching staff. We're in for a fair and warm day today with a high that should range from the 60s along the coastline to near 90 inland. 54 in San Francisco, 56 in the East Bay and on the peninsula, 51 in Marin County. And that's the latest news from the KMPX.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. Reconsidering a planned departure. I'm Bob Gibson. Details in a moment.
Very quietly, with utmost patience and care, something truly extraordinary has come to the shores of North Lake Tahoe. A very personal, very private residential resort called Stillwater Cove. Now in the height of the summer season, you can become a respected part of this condominium estate of less than 50 owners. Owners like yourself, who appreciate our meticulous attention to personal enjoyment. Consider, more than one-third mile of precious shoreline, your own private marina with a gleaming fleet of sailing and motorcraft, tennis courts, even a summer restaurant. For full particulars, please visit Stillwater Cove at Crystal Bay, Nevada, or call 415-788-4488. 788-4488. Stillwater Cove Real Estate Company Realtors, Tierra Corporation Developer. Stillwater Cove. Never has there been so much for so few.
Mobil's being asked to give some thought to staying in Libya by Libya. The Tripoli government also wants to hold new talks with a company that could result in Mobil getting a better deal on the Libyan crude it buys. Mobil won't say whether it will stay or go, but acknowledges holding talks with Libya on the company's assets. Until its withdrawal of a so-called notice of surrender to the government in recent days, Mobil planned to halt oil production in Libya last week. Ford says yes, it is negotiating to sell a majority interest in its Rouge Steel Company. Ford says such a transaction would improve the competitive ability of...